Blog Talk Radio.
This is Journey of the Light. This is a show you come to relax. Peace, love, and light. We're here every night for you, a place to go to get away from your daily troubles, because, you know, we all need that. Something that you can get away from your daily troubles and find some peace, because we all need that. If you all have a white candle or any candle you might have, if you would please light the candle. Father, Mother, God, we ask you to come to our show tonight. Surround the show with your white light. Surround all the people here tonight with your white light.
What it is 5 years ago, my ex-husband now killed our son. I'm trying to come off all of medication and come out of this fog, this emotional numbness, and I'm really having a hard time not reaching for a bottle.
But I'm feeling regret about things that I really couldn't control. My kids that were given up for adoption.
I just lost my mom. I cried every day.
My life turned upside down. I lost my job.
Open-mindedness and non-judgment. I think that's what the show is all about. We have psychic medium Michelle Whitedove.
I do your show and obviously particular shows, and I have to feel an affinity. I have to feel that person's in their integrity, that we're somewhat on the same page, you know, going for the same goal. And I really feel that way with you.
Lots of love and lots of thanks, and lots of thanks, Michael.
Thank you, and Michael, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
I definitely feel, you know, you are strong enough to weather this.
And now, welcome to Journey into the Light with your host, Michael Long.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
coming from no property. Just an ordinary man. But when I close my eyes, I see the way this world shall make when we're all can and hate.
On the weekends too, weekend edition.
So let's explain what's going on so we can get everything started here. Tonight, Psychic Medium Roundtable, whenever we get together the roundtable, it's a fundraiser for Journey the Light. It keeps us on the air. Our show, in case you're new to it, has been on the air on Blog Talk Radio, getting close to 3.5 years now. Hard to believe I said those numbers. 3.5 years, about 1,800 shows I have done. Some days we have done as many as 4 shows. So the shows add up, you know. I can't imagine how many guests I've had on this show. I'm sure 600-700 guests I have had on this show. An amazing guest at that, Michelle White Dove, who's on here every month, my good friend and good friend at Journey of Light. She's been on here about almost the whole 3 years. Danian Brinkley, John Holland, the list goes on. So that's what the funds go for tonight, but you get a great benefit out of it. Just for a small donation, you get a reading from all the psychics tonight that are on the panel. So what happens is, if you weren't here Thursday, we bring you on, you ask your question, and then we go to each psychic on the roundtable. Each of them gives you their reading for you. And it's amazing. When you're done with the roundtable, you feel like you have been through the connection from the other side, with the love and the understanding of what your direction is. It's like no other reading you have been through, and I promise you that. If anybody is disappointed and they give a donation, I'll make this guarantee too. I will refund your donation if you think your reading was just so horrible or whatever. That's not going to happen on my show, but I'm going to put that guarantee out there because I know how much this show and how much the group here that's assembled, how great they are tonight. So let me go over the group tonight, and we're going to get started here with the show. Okay, I'm going to just talk a little bit about each one here, and then we're going to get started here. Kelly Michaels is going to be joining us, psychic medium, who was voted in the top 20 psychics in the world. If you remember that contest they did at the beginning of the year, and they assembled a book on it, and they had people vote throughout the world. Kelly Michaels is voted in the top 20 in the world. She's been on my show several times, always had a great show. She has a great spirit, too, about herself, great clarity, a great love she has for helping people. She's one of the best, and she's here tonight. Also, we're going to be welcoming to the show Tina Cummings. Now, Tina has been on my show, too, before. And if you guys don't know Tina, it's because she doesn't do a lot of radio shows like this at all. I think it's about the only one she does. But she works with Shelley Hale. Shelley Hale, of course, has been on my show too before. They work together, and they do an amazing, amazing job of finding missing people, missing children, and also helping the FBI and police. And that's not just saying that. They've done it, helping them find the criminals out there, the people who do these horrible things to people and children, and they should be commended. I commend them for doing this and helping us, you know, keep us and our children more safe, and they bring in information to the police and FBI that they wouldn't normally have. She's an amazing crime fighter, and she's here tonight also on the panel. Also, Sylvia is here tonight. Sylvia is here every Wednesday night. I love Sylvia and her spirit, and she's more than just a psychic medium. She's also an acclaimed author and singer. She has her own CD out there, and she's really great too. Reading the chat room here. So how do you donate to the show? You simply go to our website, and if you can use either PayPal, or if you don't have PayPal, that's not a problem. You can go. We have another checkout, too. We have 2 checkouts. You can go to the tab that says Buy a Reading, and on that you can use any debit or credit card, just like if you're at Walmart or getting a latte or whatever, and you just put your card info in there. We do ask if you could please donate $25, especially tonight, get an amazing reading from all of them, all the guests around the table. It's not just one guest. I mean, so I think that's worth it. Now, I will put it out there like we did last show. Each guest tonight will get about, let's say, 12, 13 minutes, okay? Now, if you want double time with the whole group, okay, a lot of people last Thursday wanted double time, so if you would just double your donation to $49, we'll give you a double time, which means you'll be on the air with us probably about 25 minutes. There's no place you can go and get a private session with three amazing psychic mediums, even if you wanted to. It's about impossible, and especially with these credentials. So it's well worth it. The website you go to is journeyintothelight.org, journeyintothelight.org. Either, again, click on buy a reading or click on the PayPal button. And I will say this, and I hope everybody hears me, like last Thursday, we do have a limit amount of calls that we can take. The show is only 2 hours, and we're already going to be 30 minutes into the show before we go to our guests. So with each guest getting about 15 minutes, some getting 30 minutes, you can do the math on that. And you can see we can only take in about 5 to 6 callers. And if some of those, like last time, are double time, then it's even less. So there will be a point, like last Thursday, where I'll have to announce that phone lines are have been closed. We can't take any more because the show is 2 hours and we cannot go over. And I will explain my fourth guest. I don't think will be here. She's a little bit under the weather. She might pop in. Tracy DiCaprio, who's here last Thursday and is here every Thursday, is a little bit under the weather. Please send your prayers and healing energy her way. But she may be coming in. But anyway, and if she's not here, that means you'll get more time with all three psychic mediums on the panel. Okay, so I hope everybody's got that. The links are going into the chat room. Welcome everybody in the chat room. Thanks for being here. Really appreciate you guys. Nice to see Sarah back, my former co-host. We miss you, love you, and but I understand you're continuing on with your spiritual journey, and much love for that. Thanks, everybody, for being here. And our new co-host in the chat room, Love for Spirit, Julie, everybody give her some love and thanks. And also Pam, if she comes in tonight, as we have two co-hosts that are doing a beautiful job in the chat room. Okay, I think I have talked enough. So, I do want to say I am looking for Gorman, who made a donation already. Please let me know in the chat room your area code, please, so we can bring you up here on the air. And everybody else, please sign up for a reading so once we get started here in just a minute, we can come to your call, okay? Again, the website, journeyintothelight.org. Click on either PayPal, buy a reading with PayPal, or just buy a reading, which will be the Google checkout. And I'm sure you're tired of hearing my voice. so I'm going to go on, and let's bring on my guests and have them kind of go over briefly what they do and how you guys can reach them. So please take down their information, and they're coming on, giving up their own time. All funds that are collected tonight, they don't get any of it, not even a penny, and they're doing it out of their love and help for people and this show. So please show them love and think about them when you're wanting to do a private reading. Remember, anybody that I bring on the show, I fully endorse. Otherwise, I would not have them on here. So that should tell you something when you're wanting to get a private reading. So I think a lot of my guests who are on tonight. So let's, without further ado, let's go and start and go to California and let's bring in, she was voted in the top 20 psychics in the world. And welcome back to Journey of Light, Kelly Michaels. Welcome, Kelly.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Okay, thanks for coming on. How you been?
I've been great. It seems like forever since we've talked, and I'm so happy you reached out, and I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I've missed you, and we've always had great shows. And why don't you tell everybody kind of a little bit about yourself, how you got started doing what you're doing now, and how people can reach you.
Okay. Actually, I've always had this ability, and when I fully embraced it, then I just began on my journey. It was pretty amazing. And the greatest thing about it is really helping people. As you said earlier, that's the biggest reward. And it's a life work. It really is rewarding. So I am a psychic and a medium, or a psychic medium. So psychic, basically, you know, future, past, present. Mediumship, I connect with your departed loved ones, and they always have amazing messages for you. So it's pretty cool. I really love it. And if you would like to reach me, you can go to my website or my Facebook. The website is
okay, it looks like Kelly's line has dropped. She will be calling back in, of course. Sometimes that happens here with Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, she'll be reconnected here really quick, so nothing to worry about. And again, give this opportunity to go to journeyintothelight.org, journeyintothelight.org. Okay, let's join back with Kelly. Kelly, you there?
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened, but we were in the midst of giving you my website, which is www.askkelly.com, askkeli.com. And the Facebook is also Ask Kelly. So facebook.com/askkeli. So basically, you can reach me there, and I'm available for private phone readings. And I would love to hear from you, and I'm excited to be here. So let's see what everybody has to say.
Okay, let's bring on here. I'm going to go ahead and mute your line for just now, so if you need to do something. Let's bring on, let's go next here to Crime Fighter, Psychic Medium. This is Tina Cummings. Welcome, Tina.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for being here. How are you doing?
Working hard as usual. Lots of missing people out there.
Yeah, you do a great job. Explain to people what you do.
I am actually a remote viewer. I get past, present, and future sometimes, talk to the dead. I work on missing persons cases primarily and try to find out, you know, psychically what happened with them, you know, who took their lives, where they went, et cetera, et cetera. And just to give the family some closure. And we do all of this pro bono on psychiccrimefighter.com. And I'm also a staff photojournalist for Missing Persons News. So, yeah, do a lot of sketches, do a lot of, you know, remote viewing and so on and so forth for law enforcement on different cases all over the country.
That's right. You're a remote viewer. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like I said, it's pro bono, so, you know, if you have a missing loved one, and we don't charge the families. If you're interested in getting some help, you can contact us at psychiccrimefighter.com or missingpersonsnews.com, and we'll be happy to take a look at the case.
Okay, you and Shelley do a great job, and, you know, not only finding missing people, but, you know, you work with the FBI and police and finding these...
Yeah.
What are you going to call them? they do these, criminals.
Murderers. Shelley likes to call me the serial killer guru. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that title, but we've helped put a few people away.
Yeah, that's a great job.
And we've also helped bring people home safely, too. You know.
Right,
that's,
right.
You know, that's always a bonus.
Yeah, it's an extra good deal there. So, okay, Tina, thanks for joining us here. Let me bring on, introduce my next guest here. This is, everybody knows, Sylvia here from Journey of Light. Welcome, Sylvia.
Hi, Mike. It's good to hear you. Good to hear everybody else. A little bit about me. Let's see. I'm fourth-generation psychic. I used to do it when I was a toddler, but I don't remember that. My mom tells me. I do know that I just was very intuitive with my friends and would help them a lot, with especially with their love problems. When I was 20 is when I really got focused in, and I met Blue Light, my spiritual guide, and I was able to see visions in people's palms and my own, and found out I could see my own palm, that's like a little television set. I see visions, and I can tell things about their lives. I hear voices. And I'm also an author to the book New Moon to Full Moon, because I do astrology, palmistry, numerology, and Spanish card deck. And the New Moon to Full Moon book is a wonderful book to tell you when to plant the seeds and when you're going to be reaping the rewards, whether they be spiritual or material rewards, and also the seeds, whether they're material or spiritual seeds. And also I have a CD out called After the Rain Comes the Sun, and it's an inspirational pop music CD that for some people who have insomnia, it helps them to go to sleep, and other people who want energy, it gives them energy. So it's like different things for different folks. And you can reach me at my website, connectingtocreate.com, or Sylvia Delua, Sylvia with the Y, DELUA.com. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay, great. Thank you for that, Sylvia. And we're going to, as they say, get started here. And I am still looking for Gorman. We have already three people signed up already. And Gorman, if you're in the chat room, I mean in the phone lines, I guess I'll be coming. I'll tell you what. Let's throw this on for half a second. I'll come right back here, and we'll get everything started. Sending a message, like a private message, look at your font, which means go to your font options, which is the T, and then you need to move that to where it says, for some reason, Blog Talk has moved the font to this this font 8514, and if you leave it there, and when you write to somebody, it'll come in symbols. So please move that to Arial Black or whichever one you prefer. That's the one I use. But I got to keep sending out this message until everybody does that, because if you leave it there and you send me a message, all I get is little codes, and it doesn't make sense, of course. So please move that. And Sister Bree, I do see your donation. We will get to you, and thank you. And, okay, we're going to get started. And what I like to do, and if my guests are listening to me, we're going to go ahead, and if you guys would please kind of watch the clock and keep your reading to about 3 minutes, and then what I like to do, when the third person is done, I like to bring all three of you guys, three guests, back on with the caller for, let's say, a two-minute wrap-up. So if something was said, you want to say real quickly. So if you guys can, my guests, kind of put it in fast mode this during this show, and we'll get it going. And looking at my clock and everything, we have room for just 3 more callers, and if someone doubles up, it'll be less than that. So hurry on up, sign up for a reading with these 3 great, amazing psychic mediums at journeyintothelight.org. Journeyintothelight.org is the website you go to. Click on either the PayPal button or the buy a reading, which will be the Google checkout. Okay, we are going to go ahead and get started here, and let's go here to area code 678. You're on the air. If you could turn down your volume, and can we get your first name again?
It's Gorma.
Gorma, okay. And I'm going to connect you first here. Again, if you could turn down your volume, I'm getting a lot of feedback on your phone and your computer. Yes, I think so. Just turn it way down. Okay, I'm going to connect you first, and let's get started here. Let's bring on Kelly Michaels. Kelly, you're on here live with Gorma. Gorma, if you want to go ahead with your question, and we'll just go from there.
Hi, Gorma. Oh, hi. I'm calling because I enrolled back in school, and some of my financial aid fell through, and I don't know what to do as far as, because I really want to get back into school, so I'm kind of at a loss right now of what to do.
Okay, what's interesting is the first thing that comes up is you working several jobs. I don't know if you've done this in the past, like even 3 jobs, many different things that you can do at once. Is this right?
Yeah, I used to work different.
Yeah, okay, because I'm getting that you spreading yourself out a bit and probably thinner than you would like to do. So once you get a secondary job and maybe pull back the class load, you'll be able to do it. But I get that you're really great at managing your time, so it wouldn't be, for most people, it would be pretty difficult to run that kind of schedule, but for you, you're really organized with that, and you'll be able to do it successfully. Does that make sense? I know it wasn't really your plan. I know that that's not your plan, but that's an option, and also there's another avenue of funding that you haven't discovered yet or tried, or maybe you will be trying to get more money for school. But I get you doing something other than what you're doing job-wise now, a little something extra.
Okay.
But the number 3 came up, so it was regarding your job, okay? Did you want to say something?
Well, I'm not working right now, and I don't, like, could you be more specific about the different funding?
Okay, so this makes sense, but the point is you will be working, okay? So
okay.
Whether it's 3 choices that you have as far as employment, because I get that you know how to do more than one thing, but I get that you will be, I'm not getting it being a full-time, all-or-nothing school. I'm getting you also working with it. So,
okay.
Yeah, like I said, the number 3 came up surrounding jobs, and I wasn't sure if it's 3 jobs you've had at one time or actually it makes sense to me now. So I would, like, the last month has been particularly difficult for you, but it's going to get better within
okay.
the next month. So, regarding the other avenue, it's something through the school. Have you gone in and spoken with somebody there?
I did. I think I just need to go back because it's a situation that's kind of taking me by surprise. But
get that there's someone there that can help you that has another option for you that you haven't thought about because it's a little overwhelming. So
yeah.
When you go in there, you'll get more clarity. But I do see you seeking employment.
Okay.
Even if it's part-time. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the sooner the better you get to the school, actually.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I will do. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, we're going to move Gorma around to, let's bring in Tina now. Tina, okay, you're on with Gorma. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Gorma. Can you ask your question, hon?
Can I ask a different question, or is it the same question?
You can ask a different question. You can ask the same question. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't really have a good relationship and stuff right now, like especially with family. And
I'm having a hard time understanding you. I sound a little muffled.
Can you hear?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I just wanted to know, like, what lesson am I supposed to be learning as far as what's going on in my life right now with, like, people and family and stuff.
Do you have a problem with an ex in a relationship?
Huh?
Are you having problems with an ex in a relationship?
No, just I don't really have any friends right now, and I don't really get along with my family that much, and I don't know what I'm supposed to be learning from this or what I'm...
Is there someone in your family that has three kids? How about I do this? I'll tell you what I'm getting for you. Does that sound okay?
Okay.
Okay, what I'm getting, the first thing that came to mind was heavenly, and then I'm getting financial problems, a part-time job, grants and scholarships, and by you could be doing some writing from home. I feel like you're kind of not yet determined what you want to do with your life, and you're struggling, and you are having some problems with family, and you don't feel like they're backing you, but they kind of feel like, you know, what are you going to do? And so you're at this stalemate. Am I wrong?
That's true.
Can I ask you a question? Can I be blunt with you?
Sure.
Have you ever had a problem with an issue with alcohol or narcotics?
Well, it runs in my family.
And I feel that plays a part of it. You know, you're going to have to, you know, just kind of back away from all of that stuff, get your act together, go to work, you know, work part-time, work your butt off, get through school. What you need to have for yourself is tunnel vision. Pick something, pick a goal that you want to focus on. Focus on it, let nothing else around you get in your way, and finish it. Once you learn to start finishing things completely, you'll start getting more support. But you also might get a little bit of judgment from jealousy factors, but you need to separate yourself from those issues because they're not your issues. Those are someone else's issues. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to ask me, hon?
Okay, we need to get her around the table. Tina, thank you. We're going to go about 3 minutes per guest, and then we'll all come together. Let's go to Sylvia. Well, welcome in, Sylvia.
Hi, Mike and Gorma. Yeah, I've been picking up a lot of stuff as I heard the other, my colleagues reading you. One thing I did got right away was your house was upside down, so that's like a family. You're feeling like your family's upside down, kind of let you down. What is your birthday?
September 11th.
September 11th?
Yeah.
Okay, that would explain a lot of things. Before I say that, I also got the number 3 that came up. The other thing that came up was a number 4 that was repeated twice, and somebody with the letter H. Do you know somebody with the letter H?
Yeah.
That is part of the situation that you have to heal. Okay? And then there's AMA that comes on, and I don't know if that's somebody's name, but AMA comes out, A-M-A. That came up as well, something to be addressed. As a Virgo, you've been having issues since October of 2010, and about a year before that, on and off, when it comes to making money. Okay?
Yeah.
And would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yes. And that is about to end October 6th, but this is how you make it end. You have to really work hard on making money. And then your reward comes on October 6th. And, you know, whatever it takes to make the money, if it makes to, you know, to get a better education, then do that. If, you know, if it, any kind of skills that you can get will help you, will definitely be a benefit to you. You're also in a spiritual vibe right now, Gorma, so you have to really get in touch with your inner power. Do you meditate daily?
No.
Okay, so that's what I'm picking up for you. As soon as you start getting into meditation daily and getting connected to your inner power, things are going to start moving for you. And I think you're doing the right things. It's just not, you're not believing in yourself. And so you got to start with that and continue to focus on this goal of making money, but something that you enjoy doing too. Because, you know the saying that says, do what you love and the money will follow. You've got to really hang on to that. But the harder you work, the bigger the reward coming October 6th, okay? I trust that helped.
Okay, let's try this here. So she went around the table, and just a brief summary. I'll bring everybody back this time, see how it works. Did anybody, everybody's line is up. Gorma is still with us. So Kelly, Tina, and Sylvia, you're all three with us. Anything you want to say in summary to Gorma?
Yeah, I'd like to just say, Gorma, you know, you do have the inner strength to do this. Okay, so you just need to get yourself together, get your tunnel vision together, and get rid of all the other distractions around you. You know, all the problems, just set them aside for now and just work at your goal. Find your goal and work at it, and it will happen.
Okay, anybody else? Or is that a wrap?
Okay. It's Kelly. Hi. I wanted to just say it's really important that you move physically and get your energy going. I don't know if you've been like in a depression where you kind of, it almost paralyzes you, but to get out, to breathe, to move, to get your energy going would be really beneficial.
And again, I just would emphasize, you know, the meditation daily so you can get in touch with your inner power.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
okay.
Good advice from everyone.
I think so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, great advice from everybody. So, Gorma, I hope that was helpful going around the table. I think you got a lot of good advice from everybody. And anyway, thanks for participating, Gorma. We got to move on here. So, again, thank you. And we're going to go and bring on, let's see here. Okay, we're going to bring on my next guest coming, a caller coming in now. Want to say to everybody out there, we just have one or two spots left as far as if you want to buy a reading, okay? And that's going to be it, and we'll have to close the lines. One or two spots left. Now, if you've already done that, I do see it. And we got you covered, so don't worry about that. We'll get to you before the show ends. But if you haven't signed up yet and want to get an amazing reading like you just saw, go around the table like that. To me, that's the most impressive reading you can get, most comprehensive. Let's use that, most comprehensive reading you can get. And how do you do that? You go to the website. This is all fundraiser for Journey of Light, keeping us on the air. We've been on the air for 3.5 years, helping souls, and we've helped people all the way from suicide, brought them all the way back to get on their feet, and now they're, you know, got a great life going on, and many of them have made testimonies on Journey of Light, what the show has done. And that's all you guys helping out. You guys are doing the part in helping out. So when we do these fundraisers, maybe you don't need a reading and you just want to help out. Just please go to the website tonight. Now, while most of our other shows that we do regularly are free readings, I want to make that clear. They're not all this way, but we've got to pay our Blog Talk bill, which is $250 a month. And this past month, which was just a couple of days ago. Our show was actually in a hold category for about 2 hours, and we didn't raise enough money. I had to take money out of our own family checking account to pay the rest of the Blog Talk bill. So I need your support, and we can't let it go in that state again. And that's what this is all about. Plus, you're getting amazing, amazing help. Anyway, you can do that by going to the website. It's just a donation of $25, and you're on the air anywhere from 12 to 15 minutes. That's more than a great reading for the price and the great donation and the great cause. If you want double time, you want to, you know, speak to the guest double time, then please make your donation double for the $49. Okay? JourneyIntoTheLight.org. It's all in the chat room. If you didn't get that, I want to continue on, and let's go around the room here. Next caller up. I'm going to bring on. Okay. Okay, bear with me here. I'm going to about 20 things at once, as Michelle White Dove says. I'm like an octopus with so many hands going and everything. Okay, so I'm going to bring on the next caller, and I'm going to bring on someone from the chat room who I believe this is her sister calling in, and this is, this is Kinji from the chat room, Sandra. We're going to bring her on first. Sandra, are you there?
I sure am, Mike. How's it
there
going, everyone?
There she is. From the chat room, live, with tons of energy.
It's me.
Now, how do you pronounce your name in the chat room? Did I say that right?
It's Kenji.
No?
Yeah, you're saying Kenji. It totally right. Kenji.
Close.
No, it's totally cool.
Totally cool. Oh, can't beat that when I get those words. Okay. And your sister's first name?
Is Susan.
Susan. Let's bring
Sue
or Susan on. Your line is up, Susan.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. We got your sister here, too.
Yes, it's Suzanne, actually. I think my sister's a little nervous.
No, I'm not nervous.
Good evening, Michael. Good evening, ladies.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and bring you around the table here. So hang on for your ride here. And so you go by, what do you go by again, Susan or Suzanne?
Suzanne. Most people just call me Sue or Susie, but Suzanne is my official name.
Okay, let's go by the official name. Okay, so we're going to go around the table here, and Sandra, I'm going to mooch your line here like I do mine as we go around the table, but hang on. We'll bring you back. And, okay, Suzanne, and let's start this time with Tina Cummings.
Hi, Kenji.
Hello.
Suzanne, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you both? Good, I hope.
Thank you. Yes, well, thank you.
Okay, do you have a question for me?
Yes, I certainly do. It would be mostly about love and what's coming.
Okay, I'm getting a couple of things for you already. The first thing is, do you have a health issue?
Well, I don't know about anything terribly specific. I am overweight and have been for a long time.
I'm getting issues with you. Blood pressure, heart. Does diabetes run in your family?
Paternal grandmother had it, but I do not have any issues with blood pressure, diabetes, or anything else, no cholesterol, no issues of that nature.
Okay, this is going to sound crazy, but do you know anybody named Bart or Harry?
Barb or Harry?
Bart.
Bart. No Bart and no Harry.
I don't know why I'm picking that up. You might want to ask your sister. What was your question again? I'm sorry, honey. I do that sometimes.
That's okay. I'm just generally trying to find out about love and marriage. What's coming? What's coming?
Love and marriage. This doesn't sound promising, but I'm not getting anything. Do you get out a lot?
Well, no, not not too much, but I have been getting out a little more frequently now.
You need to find some girlfriends to go hang out with.
Okay.
I'm getting, how can you expect to find love if you don't leave the house much?
You know, I do get out of the house. I do get out of the house, and that has been increasing and, you know, been getting out a little bit more.
Right.
But okay, I gotcha.
A little more social life. You know, go have lunch with your girlfriends, get out, try to meet people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else specific you want to ask?
Yeah, so let's get off that. So then, fine, what about the, I've had a weight issue most of my life, and I've
mm-hmm.
just recently dropped some weight, and I'm looking to try to change and do some more, but old habits die very hard. You see anything in that?
Yeah, have you tried joining a gym? I see. Have you ever tried cycling?
It's difficult for me because I had a knee injury a couple of years ago
that
was operated on last year, and that type of movement is tough right
very
at
difficult.
Well, yeah, very difficult.
And you know what? For knee problems, one of the best things you can do is get one of those stable bikes that you can sit at home and just ride slow. Just ride
okay.
slow. Don't expect too much out of yourself. You can't lose this weight all at once.
Yes.
You know, it takes time, and changing your lifestyle takes time.
Yes.
One thing that might help you is adding soup to your diet more frequently.
Okay.
Like, you know, you drink a little half a cup of soup 3 times a day before you sit down to eat. A lot of people don't realize that, but that will fill you up.
Yes.
And
okay.
it'll help curb your appetite for the sugars and the carbs.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're
okay.
welcome.
Thank you, Tina. And let's go and join. Let's bring in Sylvia. Welcome, Sylvia.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi. Good evening. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good. So the main question is about love and marriage and what's coming.
Okay. What is your birth date?
4/1/64.
Okay. That answers a lot of questions when you said that. But before I get to that, let me tell you what I picked up from Blue Light. I did pick up a T that kept repeating itself. Do you know somebody with the letter T?
Are you saying T as in Thomas?
Yes.
Male, female? Does it make a difference? Or
male.
We're talking male?
Male.
I'd have to think about it. I don't think so.
Okay, I also picked somebody with H.
As in Harry?
And, yeah.
Okay.
And I picked up Loma, L-O-M-A, whatever that means. And I also picked up the word hate.
Hate, H-A-T-E?
I picked up the word hate. So there's some hate issues from the past when it comes to your love life, because that was your question to begin with. And I also picked up, there was like an A in your background, in your past, in your history. And then there's a big X on top of that, like you don't want anything like that back in your life.
An A. Okay. Well, okay. T, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Hate, the only thing I could think of with that is that, when I was younger, I was abused by someone in the family.
Okay.
That person's name started with an A. And I guess I could make the connection there. T, this would have nothing to do with love coming in, but Tony, my father, that's a T, but I don't think that puts that in the correct area as far as an up-and-coming love because my father's passed away.
Yes,
so that's
it does. It actually does. Let me explain why, Suzanne. Because most of us, like 90% of us, marry our parents.
Okay,
and,
I understand what you mean.
So you got to heal that part, and you don't want nothing to do with that. I also got a picture of laundry hanging. Go ahead.
Laundry? Okay, I just want to make sure that there's no connection to the abuse with my father.
Well, you got to heal that part. You know, you got to let it go so you can bring in new things. Does that make sense?
Well, yes. It does make sense to bring new things in. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So that came up,
okay? Yeah, okay.
And Blue Light also said something about laundry. Now, I saw it as a clean, like, I guess it was just a white, I don't know, linen. It looked like it looked small, like a towel, but it was thin. And I saw it as clean, but Blue Light said dirty laundry. I said, well, that's not dirty, Blue Light. Why are you telling me this?
But it's like hanging out your laundry. In other words, be real with yourself and your feelings and deal with your real feelings and then be real with other people. And part of it is to love yourself, you know, like have a love affair with yourself to bring in new people.
Yeah,
you can't
okay.
see, is this all making sense? When you said about the weight issue, I thought about detoxing and I thought about love issues, and swimming would be good for the knee. I thought of all that.
Yes.
But because you are an Aries, and that applies to all my Aries out there, Saturn has been on top of your committed sector. You know, see, most girls, they want the guy who's going to commit to them. The guys are not as much into that as the women are, but we are. And so right now Saturn is on top of your committed sector, you know, the marriage sector. So it's been difficult to find a guy, even whether you go out or not. But you must go out. It's very important that you do go out, because the harder you work at going on a manhunt and talking to a guy, you will get rewarded by this October. And then you won't get this opportunity again for another 30 years. I think that's why you're feeling this craving in your heart. I've got to do something. I've got to do something about this. And you've been feeling this for a couple years. So I would say go out more, expose yourself out there, you know, be out there more and talk to men.
Yeah,
talk
okay. Okay.
Yeah, I trust that helped.
Yes, thank you very kindly.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's thank you, Perfect. Sylvia, and let's go to Kelly Michaels. Welcome, Kelly.
Hi. I'm
Hi.
Not going to ask
how are
you how you are because I knew you're doing great. I've heard you say you're doing great. I'm fabulous, thank you. So
good.
Let me
great.
Jump in. And it's funny because I try not to focus too much on anything that anyone's saying because right when you start speaking, I get my own information. We all do. So anyway, I get a man that's older than you that is taller. He's got a narrow face and he's got facial hair and it was kind of whitish, okay? And I have a chill everywhere. So this person, I'm not sure if it I was going back to the age of 14, okay? And I think 14 is when you really started actually having body issues and the weight issues. Is this right?
I don't know. As far as the things that happened, that was much earlier.
Okay.
By 14, I was already active, started to become active.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I can't connect any white-haired man with it.
Okay, but there is a man in your energy. When you actually, okay, I'm not sure that it has to do with that, but I got this man. It could be somebody that's coming or someone that's around you. Oh, do you know anybody named Joel?
Joe or Joel?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't tell if it's Joe or Joel. So if you know Joseph, Joe, or
no.
Joel.
No,
okay.
I don't.
You know what you'll find is oftentimes it's like pieces of a puzzle where we get information and later you'll say, oh, I get it, and I
uh-huh.
know what you mean.
Uh-huh.
Especially with me and ages, my clients will email me after, you know, maybe a week after and say, oh, my God, I realize exactly what you meant and what the age was all about. So sometimes we don't know right then what it's about. But the weight has been a protection. So, like... the other ladies that are on tonight have already mentioned, I think that once you get in touch with your healing, you won't have that issue anymore because you won't need to guard yourself. And
yeah.
You'll be free. You'll actually be free. But I think the word freedom is really important on many levels because I think you felt stifled. And I get that your home is a little bit stifling, and I'm not sure why. If you need to clean the clutter out or if you need more air in your home, does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it could make perfect sense.
Okay,
as far
good.
As the clutter in my home, yes.
Oh, yeah, because we have dust, we have clutter, we have air quality that's not circulating. But this is an indication of your entire system and your life. You're going to want to uproot and get everything flowing again. Okay? And, I get that it might be kind of a trick for you to do, but if you could go walk in the ocean and get your feet wet.
Yeah, I do like to swim, but I just haven't the injuries prevented me from doing it, and I actually took a walk on the beach not too long ago, and I found it to be very difficult with the knee and whatnot, so I think it'll have
yeah.
to be the pool, but I haven't quite made it there yet.
Yeah, and that's why I say it's kind of a trick for you to do because it's not easy.
Yeah.
But there's something about you being by the water and the salt and everything that's really help that will help you as well. So if you can make it, maybe go with someone. And, you know, if you can make it, it'll be really beneficial for you.
Yeah.
But I get that between now and January, if you really look at your life, you'll begin to uproot things and start clearing. And it'll be a great way for you to start your year because you're kind of shut down and guarded in many areas of your life. You're not putting out the sensors that you would like to be with someone. But I'm hoping that this guy that I see is, and he's not, I don't think he's your usual type, but he's, like I said, taller, slimmer, has facial hair, and he's kind of, he's not fully gray, but has a little bit of gray, and is a very helpful and kind person.
And this is someone that we're talking about as a future love?
Well, that's what I got when you asked about the love life, and then I wasn't sure who the person was. And so, you know, you'll know him, I think, when you see him. And there's something about him liking nature. Do you garden?
No, but I love nature.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm getting this guy gardening in nature, so do something like that. Join something where you're doing that. Once you start to feel better, be in that environment, and you'll attract this.
Gotcha.
You'll be ready to attract this. And that's also, gardening is also growth is what I'm getting for you, like planting new seeds and growing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I got for you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Okay, best of luck.
Okay, let's quickly, we're just about out of time, but Tina, Sylvia, your lines are up. Anything in conclusion, really quick?
I wanted to ask, do you play bingo, hon?
No.
For some reason, I'm getting a bingo call for you, and I have a question for you.
Yes.
If you run into Bart or Harry, can you call back Michael and let him know?
Bart or Harry, will do.
Thank you, hon. Good luck
sure,
with your diet and good luck with your exercise. You know, it doesn't seem possible for you to get on a bike, but when my mom had both her knees replaced, that's one of the things they had her do was get her on a bike machine to help get her moving and going again. And as long as you do it slow on a stationary cycle, you'll be fine with it. And don't forget the soup.
Thank you. I wrote it down.
Good deal.
Okay. Anybody else? We're going to wrap up.
I want to say I see a lot of positiveness for you healing this year. This is your year to heal in a very magical, beautiful way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All righty. I think that's it. Hopefully that's helped, Suzanne.
Okay.
You had
thank
a great
very
time
much,
around
everyone.
The table. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You, Suzanne. And I still have Sandra. Your line is still up. Getting all these names.
Hey.
Make sure I've got them right. And all the guest lines are up. I want to ask all the guests, did you see my Facebook today? Your picture's all blown up. And did you see that or no?
No,
yeah,
but I will check it out.
Not I haven't had a chance, but I will.
Okay. Tina, did you see yours?
Yeah, I love the TV.
Yeah. I thought yours was really great because your picture was black and white and it was like in an old TV and it put your picture
that's
in.
My spirit. That's my spirit, old and crotchety.
That wasn't me.
Oh,
I don't know which of the ladies mentioned about getting to the ocean, but we live right across the street from the Atlantic Ocean. So it's really simple for us. And I actually go out there and walk on the beach pretty much every morning. I'm like, 6 a.m., get out there, walk on the beach. It's a great way to connect with nature.
That's a blessing.
Yeah,
very
it sure
cool.
is.
Very lucky. Kelly, you're near the Pacific Ocean, right? You're in L.A.?
Yeah, I am, actually. Mm-hmm.
Get out to the beach a lot, I'm sure.
I love the ocean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not too far, but it's great. I love the way it makes me feel, and I try to get there as often as possible.
I love the ocean, too. It always solves problems, no matter what's going on. One time I couldn't find a job, so I went to the ocean, came back. Within a week, I got a job.
Oh, awesome.
that's what I call it. The ocean is the problem solver.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. if you're near one, if you're stuck in Oklahoma or where, Tina, you're in what, Kentucky?
Yeah, I'm in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Right across the river from Cincinnati.
I have to travel 9 hours to get to a beach. Well, the one I like anyway.
Well, you guys got, you have
we
nature
have
though, right?
We have burnt grass. We're in a drought. We have burnt grass. And the ponds are all dried out, and it's not very good around here.
Well, I'm going to send you guys all some ocean energy. Me and Kelly
please.
Can send ocean energy. I'm thinking about it right now. Ocean energy is going out to you.
Please, please. You got some rain maybe coming. It's actually really close. So, okay.
Yes, we'd love
that. Yeah, thunderstorms. So hopefully we can stay on the air for the next hour. So let's keep on stepping here. And let's bring on, I want to tell everybody all the lines are open. We have room for one more caller, and that's it. So if you want to sign up for an amazing reading, go around the table. Go to journeyintothelight.org, journeyintothelight.org. Click on either buy a reading or click on the easy PayPal button. Either way, room for just one more person, and then we're closing the lines here. And that's going to do it then for tonight. So let's bring in here, okay, next guest. This is, Sandra, your line is still open with me.
we only have one spot left. That's it?
That's it.
Someone's going to call in for it.
I think Sandra might be my new co-host on air here.
You never know.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to bring in Sister Breen from the chat room. This
Woo!
Is Helen. Helen, are
Hello.
You
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. And we're going to go ahead and start you off here with Sylvia. Go ahead, please.
Okay.
Hi, Helen.
Hi.
So what is your birth date?
1/21/62.
And what's your question?
My finances. I invested in a foreign currency, and it's supposed to revalue really soon, and I'm hoping it's like within the next 30 days, because that's what they're saying, but I don't know.
Well, it's weird, because I got two words. I got main and rain. And
Maine and rain. Okay.
Yes. I got two words.
Maine does have lots of rain, yes.
Okay. All right. That's the first two I got. That's interesting. But the feeling that I got when it came to your money was even though you're going to get it, it's going to be like stuck somewhere. Does that make sense? You got some things happening here where people are not being honest with you when it comes to money.
Okay.
Okay. And so you're going to have to, you know, read the fine print kind of thing and make
the
sure.
The honesty is with the chat rooms that I'm on.
Do
what? The honesty is with the chat rooms that I'm on.
Uh-huh.
They don't bring, I know what you're talking about, okay?
Okay. So, and you got to start thinking of money in a different way completely than you've ever thought about it. I want you to think about it. I know this is going to sound weird, but I want you to think about it more magically, like it can just appear. Because in a negative state of that, it can disappear with the wrong hands, but it can
yes.
appear with the right hands.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, you know, a coin, there's two sides of the coin kind of thing going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't pick up anything bad, because I would have seen it with blue light, would have told me. I just feel like it's going to be stuck for a while before you actually get that. And you got to start thinking of money in a new way than you have before. And making money in a new way than you have before. Does that make any sense what I'm saying?
Yes, it does. Yes. And I've been doing the research on investments and all that. I've been doing all the research, believe me.
Okay. And foreign, is this foreign? Because anything foreign, you know, outside the United States is going to be difficult for you until October of this year.
Okay.
Okay.
I wouldn't stop working at it. I wouldn't give up at it, but I would be very picky about it, of who
okay.
I chose and when. Yes.
Let me explain to you this. That's why you say October of this year, because it's going to take a while to go where I'm going to put my money in a bank account. It's going to take that long to get everything straightened out.
Okay. Well, and hear me out. You've got to work hard at making it happen, but you also got to not take things at face value, because you tend to be a very trusting person, Helen. I'm getting that.
Okay.
And so, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's good to have love in your heart and trust, but Neptune has this thing of it can be deceptive or it can be magically good. So I want you to be picky, and I want you to be thinking money in a new way and keep working at it. That would be my suggestion to you.
Okay. There's no working at it. It just has to happen. But I understand the October thing.
Well, there is working at it, because you can still do it on a spiritual level. You can pray about it and you can give it to God.
Yes, I do that. I do that.
Okay. And if you do that faithfully and you meditate faithfully, that's called working at it on a spiritual level. Okay?
Yes. So by October, I'll have everything in order to get everything done to have a legacy for my children and my grandchildren, because I'm telling you what, I'm on unemployment, been there for a year, and I'm broke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was this transaction with a foreign country?
No. It was made in the United States.
Yeah, I would check into it and see if there's any foreign hands into it.
I've done the research. It's all good.
Okay. It's just going to take a while because I didn't pick up anything negative.
Okay.
Okay.
Nothing negative and
well,
October.
Nothing negative in the sense that it's still going to be a struggle, but you're going to get what you want.
Well, it is going to be a struggle because I don't know what to do once I get it. So that's going to be a struggle for me, understanding, because I've had money. I mean, mm-hmm. I have money, but I've never had a lot of money.
Well, I would definitely consult with a consultant, because remember what I told you earlier? You got to start thinking of money in a new way.
I am consulting with it. Yes, I have a consultant.
See, you're doing all the right things. It's just not the right time.
Okay. So are you implying that October is when we'll get our money, or before October? In October, everything will
In October,
satisfied.
if you have truly let it go and given it to God and not worry about it, because you know God's in control and you've done your best and he does the rest, then you will see a miracle happen in October.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Sylvia. We're going to go ahead and move to Kelly Michaels. Welcome, Kelly.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
So I'm going to ask you the same thing about my finances. Okay. I made an investment in a foreign currency. And the chat rooms that I'm on, they bring articles from that foreign country, and they say it's going to revalue, like, in the next couple of weeks, and we'll have a windfall of money.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm getting is there a younger man that's organizing this for you or helping you in some way with this? He's a younger guy.
No, not even. Nope.
Okay, I got
my mom's husband got me into this.
Okay, but I also get that there has to be many people that are manning this. It's only your mom's husband? He's the sole proprietor.
That's the only
of this
people
entire
that
thing.
I've told about it. I mean, they told me, and it's private.
Right, but there's someone else who's heading this up. I mean, what I'm getting at is that your mom's husband is not the sole proprietor of this entire organization.
Oh,
younger man.
No. There's hundreds of currency sellers out there.
Okay, but what I'm getting is that there's a younger man that will help initiate and push this through for you. But
I just really feel a heads up for you to actually listen to what is being told rather than what you want to feel about the situation. It's really weird. It's elements of shadiness. So it doesn't feel particularly clean about it, but I don't feel that you'll lose what you have, okay? Is there any further research you can do about this?
I do research every day about it, and I research it, and I mostly do, you know, there's a lot of articles out of the country that's revaluing, and I research those articles and see what they're saying, and there's one, it's called the Prime Minister, that is actually against the value of the currency, and that's what's holding up the revalue of the currency.
Okay. Now, I want you to ask me a specific question about it because there's so much energy swirling around us, and it's an extreme energy of anxiety and frustration and worry, and it's just not clear, like I said, not clean. So can you ask me a specific question? What is it that you really want to know about this?
Okay. When will the Iraq dinar revalue?
Gosh, you know what's weird is I'm getting the month of February. I don't know why. I'm getting, right when you said that, I get February, okay? Whatever it is, but you have to be patient with this. It doesn't mean that's going to be February, okay? But what I'm getting is, overall, you have to be a little bit more patient with this. And like I said, I try not to tune in exactly what everyone else is saying before I speak with you. So, but I did get the gist of you letting it go, which is super important because your energy is holding it and binding it, really, actually. I get binding, like it is wrapped up, okay? So if you can release this and have more of a knowing that it's going to work out for you rather than it being covered in anxiety and almost putting a lid on it, it'll help you a lot. But, there might be something else that's really significant about February, maybe somebody's birthday or something really important coming up in February that you would like to have the money for. Can you think of something in February?
No. I don't have any revelation of that.
Okay, so I get kind of a celebration, and I get you going on, I mean, this is just what I'm receiving psychically, that I get you going on a cruise and a celebration, and it involves many people. So keep that in mind for that month. It's a good feeling of celebration. It doesn't mean that that's when the money's going to come, but the primary and most important thing is the release, because I get that it's affecting your health. I don't know if you have stomach problems, almost like a feeling of an ulcer. It's not a good feeling. Your body's locked up. Does that make sense?
Yes,
the
it
worry,
does.
It's
called anxiety.
Yeah, the worry is manifesting really deeply in your body. So we can't create from that space. What we can create from is peace, and it's very difficult to get at times. I know that, but the more you can hold that center and hold the peace, the quicker you'll manifest what it is that you want in this situation and in other situations in your life. Because I get that you're concerned about a younger person.
But it's not only me. It's 100 million people going through the same thing.
Right. So
you
it's
know,
a collective,
I mean,
collective.
It's like I'm not the only one that can control this emotion.
But you can make a part. You can make a drop in the bucket. It's got to start somewhere. Okay? So,
yes.
You know, as in any chain, it has to start somewhere. So as much as you can, even if it's five minutes a day, 1 minute here, 1 minute there.
So am I going to lose everything between now and the revaluation of the Iraq dinar? Because I haven't worked for a year.
Okay, well, what I said in the beginning when I started reading is that I don't get you losing what you put in, okay? I'm just not really absolutely crystal clear about how much you get out, okay? So that should answer that. Mm-hmm. So I hope that was helpful, and I think we have one more person that's going to speak to you about this.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, we're here. Let me check our time frame. We just really got a minute left because we've gone so long with the first two. Tina, do you have something quick you want to add?
Yeah. Are you having a problem with house property or problems with your contracts?
No. I'm having a problem paying my bills.
Is that what you're worried about, losing your house? I see something turning around for you in September.
What's that?
I see something turning around for you as early as September.
Awesome. Thank you.
I think you're going to figure
this
out.
That's all I needed. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Okay. We're just, flat out of time. Thank you so much, Helen. And we've got to move along here. But thank you so much, Helen. I know that was very helpful. And anyway, so if everybody can try to keep it. I know it's hard at times. If we all keep it to 3 minutes, then we can get everybody a full amount of time, and then we can go to the summary section. Again, we're going to move along here. Time is tight, and trying to get everybody in. We do have room just for one more person tonight, and that's it. This is a fundraiser for Journey in the Light. If you want to speak to all three amazing psychic mediums tonight, you go to the website, sign up, be the first person to do it because we have room for just one more person. That's journeyintothelight.org, journeyintothelight.org. Click on the PayPal button or the buy a reading button, either one, and you can check out, and we will see that and then come to your call. Thanks, everybody in the chat room, for being here. Really appreciate it, everybody. Quick shout out to everybody in there, Cat Love, Cosmic Carrie, Diane in Canada, still looking for that Peace Bridge, Dorothy, I believe I've got that right here, and Sandra, your line is up. Sandra, you might want to add a few names on there.
Yeah, we got tons of guests who would love to buy a reading, I'm sure, right? Or at least sign in and get a free Blog Talk Radio thing going
on. Sure.
That Lori,
yeah.
Love for Spirit, Jules, how can we live without her in the chat room today? Mary,
right.
Or Only Love, what do we got here? Profundi?
Roger, yeah.
Roger, okay. Well,
that's Roger.
You know these names. I'm
Only
here.
Love is Sarah. Sarah, our former co-host, yes.
Awesome.
Keep going.
From the Light, Sister Britton, which we just heard, which was Helen. So, what do we got here?
Special K.
50, and Tina Cummings.
Tina is one of our guests tonight.
Yeah.
So great. Great.
Awesome.
Okay, so whoever wants to take that last spot, hurry on up, and journeyintothelight.org. And if you don't need a reading tonight, maybe you just want to help out the radio show and keep great shows like this coming, go to journeyintothelight.org.
Absolutely. Oh.
Okay, great. Let's see. Let's move along here. And I'm going to bring on, this is Jennifer. Welcome, Jennifer. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Michael.
Okay. Hello. Welcome to the show. And I'm going to start you off here around the table. Let's start with Tina, since Tina didn't get much time there, that last one. Tina, you're on here with Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi,
what's your question on?
Hi. Maybe you could look at what I will be doing for work in the future, and if I have anything with moving anytime in the future, that sort of thing.
I'm sorry, I just had to turn my volume up on my phone. You said something about work in the future and moving?
Yeah.
Are you married?
Yes.
Is your husband out of work?
No.
But is it just him working right now?
Yes.
And so you're trying to figure out what you should do, okay? Have you considered going back to work, finding a part-time job just to get by until...
No, we
don't
need to get by. We don't need that.
Oh, you're doing good?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
so I guess the decision is yours whether or not you want to move, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Well, actually, I just wanted to know if you saw anything like that in my future. any moving or any work that I might be doing in the future.
I see you being very comfortable with whatever you decide to do.
Okay.
Do you have family involvement with little kids?
I have younger, well, they're teenagers.
I'm getting little kids in your future. You don't have a teenage daughter, do you?
Yes.
Okay, is she 14?
She's 15.
15?
Yeah.
She's not a redhead?
Yes.
She has a redhead. Okay, you might want to have that birth control speech with her. I know kids at that age. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'd keep an eye on her.
You
don't want to hear the pitter-patter of little feet. I know that kind of went off topic, but you might want to consider that move.
What move?
You said, do I see a move in your future or work-related or anything like that? You might want to consider that move. She's young, she doesn't know where she's going, and she needs some help from mom. Not what you wanted to hear when you got a reading, was it? Sorry.
Well, I wasn't really thinking about moving. I just wondered if you saw me moving, because I have a lot on my mind right now. It's not something I'm planning to do.
I can only give you what I see, and what I see for you is, you said you have teenage kids. I said, do you have a redheaded daughter? And, you know, pitter-patter of little feet. That's what I see. So you might want to have another talk with your daughter.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I didn't answer your question, but that's what I'm seeing.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay, thanks, Tina. Let's move you around the table. Let's join in with Kelly Michaels. Kelly, you're on. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
Okay, so what else would you like to know? Ask me something specific here.
I don't know. It has to be specific.
Ask me a question, whatever you want to ask.
What do you see anything with my marriage, good or bad?
I see the great necessity of alone time and you guys getting away and doing something. I get that your husband actually would really, really like a new beginning with you and to spruce everything up, if that makes sense. Okay? If you have the opportunity to get away and you've been planning something, it is a definite yes. Do it. And this is for you guys to restructure the way you're going to move forward in the future here. Okay? Because I get you changing some things around a bit. Regarding your whole, you know, the way you've been doing, I think everything's been pretty routine, and I get you really switching it up. And the impetus is going on a vacation kind of thing, okay? I don't care if it's even just a couple days away, but just something, I get that you guys haven't done that in quite a while, is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's so, and I get that you haven't really been feeling so much in your power. If that makes sense, like I don't know what it is that you feel like you've given up, but you have given up your power in some way, and you've got to regain it. If you are able to take some kind of a meditation yoga class and getting you going somewhere and doing this to connect, because I think you've lost parts of yourself which you need to regain, and I think that you'll find that it really reignites things with the marriage, you know? And your husband likes to be a passionate person and would like to see some changes. that's what I'm getting. So, but I get that the routine and the everyday things have just become a little bit heavy. And so it's time for you to get back to center and decide what it is that you want in your future. Because fairly soon you guys will be alone, okay? More tucking years, but you guys will be alone and you'll have to make decisions and you'll have to reevaluate the way you relate to each other and what it is that you like about each other and that brought you together in the first place. So what I'm saying is start now rather than later.
Okay.
Start now and just, you know,
if that makes sense to you. Yeah. Yeah, because the foundation is there. It's really good. I just get that certain things have been just really, the effort has not been put forth between you guys as a couple, you know? The folks have
been there's been a lot of hurt. There's been a lot of hurt in our marriage. So.
Yeah, I got that too. And so then you shut down. And he's, like I said, he's really passionate and wants that, but you're still shut down across it. And I'm not, this is, I don't know if somebody has a little bit too much to drink sometimes. Does that make sense?
Well, in the past, no. Lately, a little bit, but he does get, he changes when he drinks.
Right, exactly. Okay, so when he does, yeah, this is really, he does different things, and he's not himself, and I get the alcohol. So, yeah, you have to really be open and not give away your power, which you've done. I think you want to make it peaceful, and you want things to be okay, but you have to speak your mind and really know, let him know what it is that bothers you, what hurt you, and either begin to work on it or not. You know, it'll stay just the same. But I think that you want changes. You just don't know how to go about getting them. So what I'm saying is take the time to be together. Maybe write it out. Write out your true feelings. And don't be afraid to tell him what it is you really feel. Because in shutting down, you're really only hurting yourself, you know, because you've lost parts of yourself, like I said,
yeah,
in that process. Okay? I hope that was helpful for you.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
You're welcome. Much. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for that. And I want to say to everybody out there, if you this goes to, I think, Debbie in the chat room, when you send me a private message, please change your font to Arial Black, please. You're preset at a different deal that will just give you codes when you write. I can't read it, so please send it to Arial Black, please. Let's join Jennifer now with Sylvia. Welcome, Sylvia.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Sylvia.
What is your birth date?
March 17th, 1958.
Did you say?
Yes.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I picked up as I was listening, you know, you wanted to know if there was a trip because that signifies hope for you for a new beginning. And you also, I picked up the number 17, and I didn't know it was the number 17 because that was the years of marriage that you've been together, but you did say you were born March 17th, so maybe that's where they came from. You did want to know a new place, and what I got was L.A., so I don't know, have you ever been to Los Angeles? Or?
I live close to Los Angeles right now.
Okay, that's why I got that. So L.A., and then I got A.M., and then I got history, N.G., could be New Jersey, and then T. So is there somebody with the letter T that you know?
Somebody? No.
Yes.
My brother's name is Tom.
Okay.
Really.
Okay. When it comes, I don't know if he's helpful. You know, he might be like a sounding board for you because that came up.
No,
and you're,
brother and I aren't close. My brother and I aren't close.
No? Okay. Maybe it's a different person because this is a sounding board for you, somebody that you can kind of, somebody can listen to you. When it comes to your love life, I pick up issues in the bedroom, and this has been going on for roughly almost 3 years that there's an issue with this. And so it's something you have to work on. I would recommend like a couples retreat, and maybe that would be the trip you could take. If you work on this, I guarantee you, you will have benefits by October. But it's not a matter of giving up. It's a matter of believing that it can change and making it change. And every time I counsel with married couples, I always let them know that they got to start loving themselves too. That's very important to note. So that's what I would recommend. And I trust that helped you.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, let's bring the whole panel in and see if they have anything in conclusion for you, and then we'll just wrap up here. So, everybody, your lights are on. Anything you want to add?
I want to add that I'm praying for you, hon. You're having a hard time at home, and I'm praying for you.
And if you're considering a move, please. If you're considering a move, you might really want to consider that. Got a long history there, kids there, but at the same time, you have to consider what's best for you and your kids.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, and I am praying for you.
Thank you so much. I need all the prayers I can get.
You are strong. You're a tower of strength. You just haven't realized it yet.
Thank you. I know
you
I can be strong at times.
You put up with a lot over the years.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can feel you.
You don't have to
tolerate it.
I really believe you're coming into your power now. That's why you're questioning things, because you're about to blossom in ways you can't even imagine good.
I know. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
You are strong. You can handle this.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thanks.
And all you
right,
know
take
what I'm
care.
What?
I said, you're strong. You can handle this, and you know what I'm speaking of.
It's kind of scary.
Very.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm praying for you, hon.
Thank you.
Okay, we're all praying for you. Jennifer, take care. Come here anytime if you need help, and you contact Tina if you need help privately. So.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right,
thank
take
you.
Care.
So do I need to press one or hang up? Or?
You can. Yeah, you can just hang up, and that's fine. And before we go to our next caller, I have all you guys' lines lit up. Why don't you give out your contact information again? And Tina, we'll start with you.
I can be reached on psychiccrimefighter.com or Missing Persons News. Either contact information is fine. You can find my email there. Just come and join the site, and you can contact me on either one. Love
okay.
to hear from you, Jennifer.
Okay, great. Yeah, Jennifer. Tina would be a great person to contact for your situation. I'll leave it at that. Sylvia, you're next.
Yes, you can reach me at connectingtocreate.com or sylviadelua.com. It's sylviadelua.com. And besides being a psychic, I am a psychotherapist, and I've worked with married couples, so I just wanted to say that.
Okay, great. And Kelly Michaels.
Hi, okay. You can reach me at www.askkelly.com, askkelly.com. And it's the same for my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/askkelly. So you can go to my site for a reading or just to check out what's going on. And I'd love to hear from you.
Okay, very good, guys. Thanks for being here tonight. Great show. And we're going to go ahead and bring in our next caller here. And Sandra, your line is up. And welcome back.
Mike, I got chills on that last one for Jennifer.
Yeah.
Love and light to her.
Yeah. Tough situation. But I think she can handle it, and there's plenty of people here to help and support, you know. And I know Jennifer is still listening, and, you know, contact, you know, everybody's great on the panel, but some people specialize in certain areas, and I'm not going to go into the situation, but Tina really has worked on those areas a lot, so.
I think Tina would be great for her.
Yeah. Okay, and we're going to go to our next caller. We can squeeze in one more person if one more person wants to sign up. Otherwise, the next caller will be the end here tonight. If you want to sign up, room for one more person, go to journeyintothelight.org, journeyintothelight.org. Click on either the PayPal button or the buy a reading button here for the fundraiser here to help Journey of the Light stay on the air. Remember, my regular show, Start Back Tomorrow Night, we'll be here with Greg King. And then our astrologer right after that. So all starts back tomorrow.
Like we never lineup tomorrow.
Huh?
I said it sounds like it's that awesome lineup for Sunday night.
Yeah, always a great show is on Sunday night. 8 o'clock Eastern, everybody, tomorrow night. Yeah, we start back up. It seems like we've never stopped this whole week. Well, we're off last night. That was it. So,
time for rest, too, you know.
Yeah, I know this voice. That's why you need to join me and talk half the time, and my voice can hang in here.
One, two, three, four, five, six. It looks like we have about six guests on there, too, on the guest line. I'm surprised none of them have called in yet to donate.
Okay. Interesting people in the chat. And if everybody in the chat would please not put links in unless you're okay with me. And I let everybody know, please don't click on any links unless you know the person really well, because it has been known to happen where someone put a link in the chat room and it's a virus. And that actually happened to me about a year and a half ago. Totally burned my computer out. So be careful. Any show, not mine, just any show. So
yeah.
Anyway, most of the links are, I'm sure, fine, but you know, you gotta take your precautions, as I say.
I hear that.
Yeah. All right, Sandra. Let's go to our next caller here from the chat room. This is from Kentucky. This is Debbie. Welcome, Debbie.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, Debbie.
Hi, how are you, everybody doing?
Awesome.
We're doing good. Good. Saturday night.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. Let's send you around the table here. It's kind of like the Wheel of Fortune, you know, spin you around.
Maybe I get lucky.
Maybe you win the jackpot.
Yeah.
Sandra went around the table Thursday night. And she did double time. She went around the table a couple times.
Right, I did
anyway.
Double time. Woo-hoo!
All right, let's go ahead and get started here. And Kelly Michaels, go ahead and start off with Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Kelly. My question is, I used to date this guy 20 years ago, and he's kind of like him back in my life, and people have been telling me we're going to get back together. So I want to know if that's true or false.
Okay, first, the man that I'm picturing, this looks really funny. I'm not sure if you guys, did you used to dance?
I'm sorry?
Did you used to dance with this person?
Yes.
Yes, okay, I get you dancing. But I get he's slightly different in appearance now because I don't know if he's gained a little weight in his tummy. I don't. That sounds funny, but have you seen him?
I've seen a picture of him, but I have not seen him person to person.
Okay, so that's irrelevant, but I'm just trying to paint the picture of this man that I'm getting. And also, he's a sharp dresser, meaning, you know, sharp, like he likes to get dressed, and I get him wearing a hat, and not a ball cap, but like a hat. Does that make sense? Did he ever, was that his style?
I don't remember him wearing a hat, not unless he would, like, work. With a hat when he worked with the horses.
And like a straw type hat?
Possibility.
Okay, anyway, I get this guy. So I get that you guys will go out and go to dinner and maybe do some dancing again. And I get that you both have lived a lot of life in between the time that you've seen each other, meaning family, you know, marriages, that kind of thing. And was he divorced maybe 5 years ago?
No, this is from what I can tell, he's still hitched.
Oh, he's still married. Were you divorced 5 years ago?
I just got divorced in 2009.
Oh, okay, well, not quite 5 years ago, but maybe you thought about it, and it took a couple years to get around to it. But that relationship was over before you officially made it over. Yeah, I get that if you would want this, he would be back in your life. He'd be willing to come back in your life, and it would be a good time. I'm not sure that it's going to be I think that you'd like to be with a partner, right? You'd like to have somebody there and to be with a partner.
Yeah, and out of my pocketbook.
And stay out of your pocketbook, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because I get that you want someone to help you. You know what I'm saying? You've always been the helper. You need someone to help you and a partner for you to do fun things in life, for you to explore things with. And I guess that he'd be a great lover. I'm just going to be blunt. But I'm not sure that he could be the partner type. He's, let's see. And, you know, it's funny because I feel that he was in love with you back in the day, yeah? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was. Yeah, but I wasn't ready to settle down.
No, but I'm telling you, he still pines for you, and this has bugged him for a really long time, okay? So if you do see him, just be aware that the romance is on. We're talking with a capital O and N, you know. But you have to decide if that's kind of what you want, you know. The last 7 years for you have been pretty not so good, pretty icky. And you shut down your spirit, is that right? You've kind of shut yourself down. And,
yeah, like a couple of months ago, and then I finally, I'm starting to get back where I start trusting people again.
Yeah, and so, but now you're attracting people, you know what I'm saying? So if you go into this, you have to make sure that you're, A, really upfront with him because of his situation and all of that, because I think that he really want to eagerly pursue you and bring back all of those wonderful feelings, but we have to be sure that he's not going to just be having fun if that's not what you want. You know?
Right, because the last time I talked to him, and it's been like in 2010, he says, I need to get away from my wife so I can come and see her. Because I hadn't seen this man. I talked to him for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, so a good thing to ask him would be, like, what are your intentions with me? Because we know that he still has the loving feelings for you, like I said, and that it would kind of be, I got you guys dancing again, and I got you guys kind of having a whirlwind type of thing, but we want to know what his intention is. If his intention is just to have fun, that may not be what you're looking for, you know.
Correct.
But you have to know, you know, so that you don't fall into that and then become sad, okay, or waiting or locked up. So, but I do get someone else coming for you as well, which is kind of fun. So you have to keep your eyes out. And have you changed your dress lately? Your style of dress, what you're doing appearance-wise? Have you been changing this?
Yes, I've been doing that, and I'm trying to redecorate my closet.
Yes! Because I get you looking fabulous and saying, yes, I'm fabulous, and it's like, thank God, like you're kind of back at feeling good about yourself and dressing up and looking nice. So when you go out, be prepared that you are going to meet someone else as well, okay?
And I just applied for a new apartment, so I'm waiting on the okay on that one.
Oh, good. Yeah, this is a time of change and new beginnings and a freedom for you. Like, you feel, your spirit feels free, okay? So this is a great time for you. And just be sure that you are really clear with this guy about what you want from him, because, you know, if he's full of it, then you will know.
Well, his birthday was, like, last week, so his brother's on Facebook, so I sent his brother an email and tell him to tell his brother happy birthday. Can you see him telling him that?
You know, I get that his brother, I get that the one that you like kind of moves around a lot, like he's doing things, and maybe his brother doesn't talk to him every day or that often, so he'll get the message. It just may be later than you feel, because I don't know why, he seems really busy, like he keeps himself busy and doesn't always return phone calls and that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I hope that was helpful. And you have some great.
It was very, very helpful.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly. And let's go next here to Tina Cummings. Welcome, Tina.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Pretty good. What part of Kentucky are you from? Do you mind? What city?
I'm in Mount Washington.
I'm from Northern Kentucky, Latonia. Hi, neighbor.
How are you?
Pretty good. I have some questions for you. I've got three names that come up for you. Ken, Jerry, and Bill. Do you know these men?
Let's see. I know a Jerry, but I went to school with him, and he's in South Carolina, and we're just friends.
Mm-hmm.
I know a Bill. He's my mechanic, but he's married, and he's up the street. He has his own business. And the other one, I don't know.
The thing is, I have to ask you, why would you want to start a relationship with a guy that you haven't seen in 20 years that's married? Was he a player back in the day?
No, I couldn't get rid of him.
And now he's wanting to leave his wife for you.
No, I didn't say he wanted to leave his wife. He just said we hadn't seen each other for so long. We just wanted to, you know, we talked, you know, how you haven't seen old friends for a long time and see what's going on, give the big hug,
right,
and then go
right.
From there.
Well, the reason I asked you is because you might want to consider where he's coming from, like the other lady was talking to you about, because if he's willing to leave his wife for you, then, you know, what is he wanting? What is he wanting, and how is that going to work out for you? Because karma's a bad thing to mess with.
Right.
Right. Is there a specific question you want to ask me, hon?
So what about this Bill, Jerry, and whoever?
Well, I get you going down memory lane. Was this guy you were talking about, was he kind of a hillbilly, like to wear flannel shirts, you know, carry around a
shotgun?
Oh, yeah,
he's really country, yeah.
Oh, yeah, real country hillbilly boy. Nice-looking man.
He's still nice-looking from what I could tell the pictures.
Oh, yeah. Did you have the hots for him?
I did, you know, but then he got too possessive, and, you know, and I told him I wasn't ready to settle down. You know, he go do his thing, and I go do mine. We could still do whatever, and he didn't want that way. He was
and
really...
And you're not, you know, here, look, this is what I get for you. You're not the type of person, I mean, you wear your heart on your sleeve. When you love somebody, you love them with your whole heart, but you like a challenge in a relationship, and he wasn't a challenge. I don't get much of a physical attraction there.
No, I think it's more like, okay,
lack
I got the man, let's go dance and see you later.
Right. He's not the man of your dreams.
No.
I don't get him as the man of your dreams. But you are interested in a relationship, correct?
Yes.
You're
I'd like Bill,
that.
Too, but Bill, you know, he was kind of hooked up, too. He's a cutie.
Funny that I mentioned him. So the one you need to look for is Ken.
Ken?
Ken.
I don't know.
Find Ken. Find Ken and you'll find a companion. And you need to let someone take care of you without being so clingy. You don't want a clingy man. You want somebody that will let you have your own space and still, you know, be a
man. I just got rid of my last husband. He was doing the same thing. I couldn't even go a block up the road. He wouldn't call me on the cell phone. I said, oh, you got to go too.
Yeah, you can't handle that. You're too much of your own person and you're too strong-headed and independent. You were kind of a tomboy as a kid, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still am now. We might come out there and play some football with me.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with that. You've got to be able to be who you are and still be comfortable in a relationship.
Sure.
And you're not going to get that from those guys. You need to move on.
I'm not going to get it from Eddie.
Right, exactly. Well, I hope I helped you.
You sure did. Now I'm be looking for Ken.
There you go, honey. Good luck.
Thanks,
I think you'll have fun with
you.
All
right. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you, Tina. Let's join in with Sylvia.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful now with all these questions. I mean, answers I'll give.
Well, a lot of things have been going on with here when I'm hearing everybody else and kind of, you know, it's hard not to think. Let's see. Tell me your birth date.
6/26/58.
Well, you had a decision to make a couple of years ago, and this guy that you're talking about, he already made his decision, okay? And he's not with you. And when I asked Blue Light if you guys would be together, I got the word no, and I got the middle finger, I'll just be honest. Blue Light can be very vulgar sometimes. I also got that in your future, you'll be getting somebody who's very friendly, because I see this guy going, hi, and I got the TH and I got a 4. I'm not sure what that means. Tuesday is a special day. Do you do anything on Tuesday?
Work.
Work? Well,
work,
you know.
I work 1 to 10 at night.
Okay. Well, I would recommend to be out and about if you're looking for a guy. It's important to be out and about and to have exposure, to be out there
And for some reason, Tuesday comes out. I don't know if there's an organization you're going to join on Tuesday or what it is about Tuesday. But it, the other thing that came out when you were asking about the guy question, I saw like a fork. And it was going in three different directions. And you had to make a choice. It was like a turning point in your life. So that's what I'm seeing. This guy that you're going to meet, he's going to like baseball and he's going to like dogs. I picked up those two things. He also has some grandchildren I picked up. You also, since 2008, have been restructuring how you see relationships anyway. It's like you're starting to see things in a new way, and you're transforming your perspective on what a relationship really means anyway. And that's what I'm seeing for you. In 2 years, I see you getting married.
Hmm.
Yep, I see that.
I had to take a hard look on that one.
Well, you know, and when I say the word marriage, I say it like a committed relationship. Sometimes that means living together. Sometimes it means a guy who only wants to see you. Maybe you don't actually live together, but he kind of commits to you only.
Okay.
That's what I mean by marriage. Not necessarily the paper and the pen, because I'm talking about a spiritual marriage.
Okay.
Okay. I trust that you was helpful for you.
Yes, it was, and I thank you.
You're very welcome.
You have a very
okay.
nice day.
You too.
Okay. Let's bring Thanks. Back the rest of the panel for any wrap-up messages, any quick messages. Anything else, guys? Tina, Kelly, and Sylvia, lines are lit up.
Yeah, Debbie, I'm getting something of like a football coach or a soccer coach at a local school, an older gentleman, happy-go-lucky, gray hair, tall, good-looking, hairy chest. Very debonair looking.
Is he going to play music?
Please?
Is he going to play music? Because every guy I seem to get with either has something to do with music.
I think that's a personal
either musicians,
choice.
Are they singers, or they, you know, they want to go take you dancing. I always have something to do with music.
And Debbie always loves the bad boys.
Yeah.
I do see piano when you said that. I saw piano.
Piano?
Yeah, I did.
I see a guitar and a fiddle.
See, there you go.
I caught you dancing. I caught you dancing. So I think, yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
You have
Thank
fun, Debbie.
Thank you all so very much.
You're welcome.
You're awesome, Deb.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I have to keep in touch with you guys.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.
All right,
Jeremy. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. That's a wrap, as they say. We're at the end of our hours. What a great show. You guys are really, really great. That was a fun time. Hope you enjoyed it.
I did.
Yes, thank you for having me. And thank you for having all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, and it's nice to meet you all.
Likewise.
Nice working with you guys tonight.
Nice working with you.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Take care.
All right, guys. Thanks again. We'll do it again. Thanks again so much.
All righty.
Bye.
All right. Good night, Kelly, Tina, and Sylvia.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Wow.
Okay, great.
Amazing.
Yeah, great. Yeah, great show, Sandra, huh?
Yeah. Debbie was hot to trot. Everyone was talking about her in the chat. They were like, go, Debbie. Debbie?
Probably heading out to a club tonight here after we speak. I don't know, but. anyway, great show, and we'll have to do it again. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Sandra, you're great.
Thank you. So are you. So is Love to Hear It. I love Jules. Her energy is awesome in the chat.
Yeah, Jules is. Jules, who is Love for Spirit, is doing a great job in the chat, and Pam is also there usually, so she has, I think her mother was sick, so we want to send healing energy that way. That's why she couldn't be here tonight, but anyway, and Diane from Canada, thanks for being here, Diane Brighton. I'm trying to educate Sandra here.
Yeah,
Diane's always looking for the peace bridge. I always joke with her. She's trying to escape from Canada to come down to the U.S. And She's looking for the peace bridge to get over. So.
Oh, is that what's going on?
It's kind of a joke. Yeah.
Side joke. I'll have to get on that.
Yeah. Well, she'll have to join us sometime on air. It's too bad, you know, Sandra, that, you know, there's that alien, that there's that delay, you know, when you, between what we talk and then what people hear. So people in the chat room can't, unless they're on the phone lines, can't, you know, correspond with us, right? It's like a 15-second delay. And anyway.
That's okay. They're right alongside of us, right?
Yes, right. Yes, we want to send love and light and healing and prayers for the Gulf Coast. The big storm's coming in.
Yeah, it's coming.
Hurricane.
It's coming up. Hurricane Isaac, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's too bad, you know, that rain doesn't go where there's
where it's needed.
A drought at. Yeah. Isn't that something?
I guess. We don't need any here. We're good here in New York. Let's keep the rain away.
We could use it in Oklahoma. There's such a drought here in Texas, a lot of states, but here is really bad.
Really?
It's hard even to rain because it's so dry. The rain just peters out, but we actually got storms just north of the city trying to make it here. So
you think you're going to have some storms tonight?
We're hoping. I love storms. But
you
do? Kind of unique. Yes.
The
thunder and the lightning, oh, it's so neat.
I don't know. I'm scared of them here. We get like I said, I'm right across the street from the ocean, so we get wicked lightning, and it just like comes on in really quick. And I don't know if you've ever been caught outside in one, but you can actually feel the electricity on your skin. Oh, it's scary. Woo!
We've had scary storms in Oklahoma. We've had some massive tornadoes, and you know, a couple of years ago, I was with the kids and. We were driving home, and this is no joke. We actually had to run, in the car. We had to run from two tornadoes. We saw one forming to our right, heading to our house. So we're like, we're not going home, kids. So we went the other direction, and my daughter said, Dad, there's another one over there. And then we went another direction, and it was so dark, and it was raining, you know, and it was, you know, like evening time, but it was, I just didn't know where to go. I just stopped and prayed, and I saw some light from the west, and I headed that way, and thank God we got out of it, but
I've never been so scared.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how scared you must have been. I've never seen a tornado. I mean, other than, like, you know, on the television.
Yeah.
That's
got to
be really freaky. I mean, we have our own kind of set of, we have hurricanes a lot. You know, on the coast. That's our big thing is hurricanes. Give us the hurricanes and winds and gale force winds and this and that. But actually, you can go on YouTube and look it up. The last hurricane last year that we had, it wiped us out, and I had to leave my area because I live on a barrier beach. And it just, the water came all the way up on the beach and all the way underneath the boardwalk, and it.
Are you
crazy.
In Long Island? Or?
Yes, I am. I'm in
Long Island. Same as Cat Love in the chat room. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No.
She's Long Island.
Where's Cat Love?
Yeah, she's, I don't know if she's sleeping or listening, but she's from Long Island, too, and she got hit hard by that hurricane last year, too.
Oh, I wonder. Cat Love, right in the chat if you're awake. Tell us where in Long Island you are.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But, you know, I have, Sandra, I have met so many people on this show from New York. It's not even funny. I mean,
really? It
is, yeah, like my previous co-host, Only Love, Sarah, she's from New York. I mean, and my other co-host, Satori, she was from New York, is from New York, and, I mean, just tons of people. It's amazing.
Wow. Maybe you were, like, in your past life, lived in New York.
I don't know. It was just,
well, you must be connecting with all these people, you know, that were.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's that
right?
One state. Yeah, and it's people I get to know, too. You know, it's not people that I don't, you know, really get to know. They're listeners, but I don't connect with.
Right.
There's always people like that, which is great, too. People
have you ever been
listen.
Here?
No, I've never been to New York. The furthest east I've been has been Florida, if that counts. But the furthest east from that is where I was born, in Chicago.
Well, that's not too far off. I mean, you know, that's
Chicago,
getting closer.
New York?
Yeah. Florida's not that far. I'm down there all the time. That's like a hop, skip, and a jumpy.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think Greg said it's about 15 hours, something like that. Well, that ain't bad, 15 hours. I drove from
15 hours of driving? You have to get on a plane. It's 3 hours to Miami. It's nothing.
Yeah.
Drive. Who drives anywhere?
Oh, come on. I just drove a month ago. We drove in our trip to the mountains in Colorado. I don't know if you heard that story or not. I mean, the kids usually go up there, just like a 3-day, 4-day trip, just to get away and get someplace cool up in Breckenridge, Colorado. Well, this year I got sick. I've never gotten sick up there. And I woke up and I barely could walk, honestly. I was just falling all over the place. And it was just horrible. And the trip ended that way. It didn't get better until we basically got off the mountain and went past Denver, and then I got back to being normal. But yeah.
Oh, so do you think it was from the height of the mountain?
Yeah, it had to be the altitude, you know.
Oh,
and between that and sinuses, all of it overnight. And I woke up, and like I said, I couldn't walk. I was throwing up. I could barely hear. I'm like, what happened? And it was just me and the kids. Well, they're 18 now, but, you know, they've never driven in the mountains. And it's like, how are we going to get down from here if I can't drive? And I'd be scared of that when my kids drive down the mountains, you know. Pretty, you can't make any mistakes.
Well, how old are the kids?
Well, they're 18. They just graduated high school this year.
Oh, they can drive. In Oklahoma,
mountains?
Don't you guys start driving at like,
oh, they're driving.
I don't know.
They're driving.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
But not in the mountains.
Not in the mountains.
11,000 feet. And these sharp curves. If they go off of that just a little bit, okay, we go down the cliff.
You got to let them go to grow. You got to let them go to grow.
Well,
18, please.
They're driving, but not down a mountain. That's my point.
Let me just share a story with you. When I was 18, I drove cross country in a car that had no insurance and stolen plates.
No insurance. Cross country.
Exactly. Across country. I went from New York to Lake Tahoe and then to California.
Oh, would you take I-40 a lot of the way?
Oh, I have no
Remember?
Clue. It was like such a long time ago. It was the northern, definitely the northern route. I didn't go the southern route, and it was amazing. Amazing, fun. Lots of really interesting things to see and people to meet. And, you know, you meet the best people in the little tiny diners and, like, you know,
right.
just a little, like, the little
Shops,
place.
Yeah,
just a little,
mom
like,
pop.
Mom and pop places. Totally. It was a really good experience. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, you're going to get yourself a Facebook page. Everybody
yeah, I know.
Join in and
Facebook.
And you see all my pictures of my cats and all that. Can you log in at all?
I like to see the pictures that you post on the show pages. You know, like last time I got to see, you had pictures of you, your family up there. I thought that was nice. I was like, aw.
Can you pull up Facebook, my Facebook page, or can you not since you don't have an account?
Probably not. I don't even try to go on there.
Oh, okay. Just
Everyone's
wondered.
Been trying to get me to do Facebook for such a long time. I'm like, no.
Yeah, you need to. If you're going to be on this show a lot, because it really, you know, a lot of the show information is posted on there, really. That's
on
where it
Facebook.
All goes.
So I have to be responsible is what you're saying.
Right, exactly.
And get with the 21st century and get on Facebook.
Yes. I think Cat Love is sleeping, so.
I think Cat Love is sleeping, too.
Yeah. What is it, 10 o'clock there? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 10:10. Show's still going, or?
We're still going, yes. We're
no
still,
way.
Yeah, I added a little bit of time here so we could wrap up without being cut off.
Catnap. somebody just wrote in the chat,
yeah.
Catnap.
Diane.
Yeah, Diane. That's funny. They must be curled up. sometimes I'm just listening, honestly, and I'll do cooking or something, you know, just like listen to the show as it's going along, and people will be writing to me, and I'm like, oh, sorry. I was cooking.
Yeah. All righty, then. All right. I've got to scoot and doodle and get somewhere, so we're going to be back tomorrow night, though, so
less than
24 hours, back at it.
And who's on tomorrow night?
Greg Keane. He's up from he's up there in Lilydale, New York. So another New Yorker.
Yeah, not too far from me. Lilydale must be slamming right now with all the New Yorkers and everyone coming up there. Now's their season.
Just wrapping up here this next week, Labor Day. Anyway, he spends his summers up there, and winters he spends in Florida.
Okay.
So, and there goes Roger, Profundity. Good night, Roger.
Good night. Did you see Greg Keane on HBO?
I did see that, yes.
I saw it, too.
Yeah, No One Dies in Lilydale, which Michelle White Dove is on there also. And she's
yes, I did see her
is
as
on
well.
Here each month. And then Greg was on the Oprah Network. They did a show about, I forget the title of it, about Believe or something like that. They did a special about Lilydale, and Greg was featured on there, too.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't see the Oprah special, but I saw it was like an HBO special on Lilydale.
Right.
That I did see. It was quite interesting, and you got to meet everybody. I wonder how long ago that was, actually.
Oh, that special?
Yeah.
That was like 2 or 3 years ago.
It's got to have been a while ago, right? Because Michelle White Dove, at that time, was her popularity the same as now? I think she's way more popular now, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
so.
Here she keeps growing every year.
Yeah.
She does more and more stuff and more TV, and that just continues to soar. It's always interesting whenever my guest appear on any TV show, then they come on here. Boy, the amount of people on here just expands. It's like boom. So anyway,
cool. Good luck. Good luck going out to all of them.
Yeah. Alrighty, we'll wrap up here. And Sandra, thanks so much for joining me.
Yes,
and,
thank you, Mike,
we'll
for having me. It was
night.
Wonderful to be here.
I
enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun, and I'm sending my love out to everybody in the chat and everyone out there.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow night, Sandra.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
And everybody else out there, thanks for being here. Diane in Canada, good night. And I think that's the only person that's awake in the chat room. Everybody else has filed out of the aisles. So I am going to also... And let's leave here with our normal song. Everybody take care. God bless. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for listening.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows your name.